Our final reading is from the opening chapter of John's Gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Out of his fullness we have all received grace, in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in the closest relationship with the Father, has made him known.
Well, thank you very much indeed for your welcome. I've known about this church for many, many years and come to visit friends who belong here on a number of occasions, but I've never been here on a Sunday. So it's very good to be with you, and thank you so much for making me feel so welcome right from the beginning. Let me take you back to the first Christmas day. Forget the Christmas tree and the cards and the queue for a turkey. Come back with me to Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. And even then, let's focus on the central event. Ignore for the moment the angels and the shepherds and the wise men. What was happening at the heart of it all? A baby was born. Yes, but this was no ordinary baby. This was a baby from whom the whole world now dates its calendar. This is a child whom hundreds of millions worship today. So what exactly was happening? In some of the simplest and most profound words ever written, St. John explains it like this, and Rachel has just read it for us. The Word became flesh and made his home among us, full of grace and truth. That is, God himself took on human nature and lived for a time among human beings, and showed us that he was then and is for all time full of grace and truth. So what does that tell us about Jesus? The Jesus who was born in Bethlehem. The Jesus who grew up to live and die and rise again for us. The Jesus who is alive and present today. It says this: in a world where most people are out for what they can get, Jesus is full of grace. That is, Jesus gives and gives again, and it's all at his own expense. That's what grace means. And Jesus was full of it. We're used to people who are only interested in us for what they can get out of us. Every so often I get a letter saying that I have been personally selected and very likely have won £200,000 or at least a Ford Galaxy. About once a month I'm told that if I phone a certain number, I can have a free microwave or a free iPhone. But I know very well that none of these people are interested in what they can give to me. we live in a world that has become cynical, where we ask, what's the catch? Where it seems most people are out for what they can get. But Jesus isn't. Jesus is only interested in what he can give. Jesus is full of grace. His birth shows that. The birth at Bethlehem was God giving himself to us. God leaving the glory of heaven for the squalor of earth. The Word, Jesus, becoming flesh. And his death shows the same. That death in Jerusalem was God giving himself for us. God leaving the purity he had always known and taking our sins onto himself, the Holy One, becoming sin. And still he gives to us today. One man told me, since I've discovered Christ, all the anger I used to experience at work has been taken from me. A woman said, since my husband has become a Christian, our marriage has been renewed. That's what Jesus is like, says John in this passage that Rachel read to us. It's what Jesus has always been like, giving and giving to those who put their trust in him, full of grace. And in a world where most people are confused about life, Jesus is full of truth. To quote the passage again, the Word became flesh and made his home among us, full of grace and truth. I've noticed that some people today are beginning again to ask the big questions in life. What am I here for? How should I invest the years that I have left? If there is a God, how can I get to know him? But the answers people come up with are often very confused. Sometimes it's a strange mixture of reincarnation and belief in spirits or stars that influence us. Sometimes it's the response, Christianity may be true for you, but it isn't right for me. Which simply can't be true, because either Christianity is true for everybody or else it isn't true at all. And you can sense as you talk with people that many people don't really know what they're talking about. It's just not clear. Jesus isn't like that. When you read his teaching, it strikes you immediately as knowledgeable and crystal clear. That was the strongest impression he made on his contemporaries. He knows what he's saying, they said. He speaks with authority and truth. And people find the same as they read the Gospels and listen to his teaching today. Not that the truth he brings is always comfortable. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. One woman said to me this week, I've been reading Christ's Sermon on the Mount, and I've come to see much more clearly that God loves me and values me despite my failings. I'm a person, she said, who naturally suffers from lack of self-confidence, and Jesus' words have been so encouraging for me. A man said, the more I've read what Jesus has to say about forgiveness, deeper I've realized my resentment smolders of how my father treated me when I was a child. It's painful to realize it, but with Christ's help, I'm beginning to tackle it. You see, Christ teaches us about ourselves. He teaches us about God. But his teaching is never remotely confused. And it is never confusing. Jesus, the Word, who became flesh and made his home among us, was full of grace and truth. We've come together to Bethlehem. We've looked at the central figure. Another question comes. What are we going to do as a result of what we've seen? How is this, the greatest life in human history, going to change us? I want to suggest as I close two ways in which we might respond. First, if Jesus is full of truth, we need to look into his truth. Every year, hundreds of thousands of books are published. We cannot read them all. We have to be selective. And often we come to the end of the book, don't you do that, and think, oh, it was okay, but really it was a little bit superficial. By any standards, the four Gospels in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, are the most important books ever written. Together they come in a normal Bible to almost 100 pages, no more. You could not use your time better over this Christmas period, perhaps between Christmas and New Year, than to get hold of a modern translation of the Bible and read those four Gospels, or even just one of them. We've got in today especially a number of copies of this Luke's Gospel, and we'll be offering them to you. If you would like to read one, then why not take this and begin on Boxing Day? You could read the whole of it easily in an afternoon, or you might prefer to read it chewing it ever a little bit more slowly, maybe a chapter that's two or three pages a day for 3 weeks. And as you do, ask yourself, what is Jesus Christ saying? What is he saying about God? What is he saying about me? And does it ring true? I guarantee that if you read this Gospel of Luke, you will be surprised and enriched. And then second, if Jesus is full of grace, we need to ask for his grace. I don't just mean ask for his help when we face a problem, or you have a job interview coming up, or there's a difficult relationship which you're hoping to that it'll get better. Christ's grace, his desire to give to us, is much bigger than that. So ask him to show himself to you, to draw closer to you. Ask him to begin changing you so that you become markedly more the person he wants you to be and that you yourself want to be. And so you will prove in your experience that Jesus is now what he always has been, what he was then at Bethlehem. And you may be able to say yourself with conviction, the Word became flesh and made his home in us, full of grace and truth. And this, you'll say, is not just theory. It's become my experience. I'll just close with a prayer. Let us pray. And just a moment of silence, first of all. If Jesus had said anything to you in the course of this service, through one of the readings or through what we've just thought about, just one thing he may have said, and speak back to him in thanks or in prayer in the silence of this next 30 seconds. Lord Jesus, you are full of truth. help us to read and hear that truth and to have our own thinking made clearer and changed by it. And Lord Jesus, you are full of grace, always giving. Help us to receive you and your grace, and change us in the way that you want, to your glory. Amen.